What is going on, Colts Nation? I am Eric Smith, your host of the Colts Cast today. Hey, we got the win. The Indianapolis Colts defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers 30-13. Forgot about that Matt Gay field goal at the very, very end in Lucas Oil Stadium. Hats off to this team. The Colts are now 8-6. They're inching closer to the playoffs. They're retaining that seventh seed for the playoffs currently in the wild card. I believe now I get super confused about the tiebreakers and things like that, but I believe we're supposed to be rooting for the Broncos tonight because we'll move up to 6. Don't quote me on that, but look, you don't want to be a Lions fan. But look, the Colts are now 8-6. 8-6. Playoffs are right there. Remember that. Hey, everyone, also remember, look, please remember to like, subscribe, and comment with your thoughts. If you are on YouTube, Colts Nation, that's the best way to support us. And it is completely free. Please remember that like button. The beginning of the game? I was not having fun. I don't know about all other Colts fans. I don't want to speak for everyone, but we're down 13-0. Amazing that the game ended 30-13. But this team kept their composure, and they took the lead at halftime. Look, they never lost focus. I love this Colts team. The offense, I mean, they performed way better than the Pittsburgh offense. Look, I mean, we had 372 yards of total offense compared to their 216. Absolute masterclass by Shane Steichen in this offense. Shane Steichen, we can't keep saying, yo, he's third, he's fourth in the running. My man is first in the running, especially if the Lions lose tonight. Like, Shane Steichen should be coach of the year, but the things, and I'm going to get into this because we lost, we not only have we lost a lot of our playmakers, but I mean, some of them even went down in this game, and we'll talk about it. But I felt like Shane Steichen made the right calls this entire game. I mean, we should have had that fourth down conversion for a touchdown before halftime. Saw that Ogletree, Minshew connection. Almost there. Ogletree, you know, he couldn't extend far enough, and Minshew put a little too much air on it. But to be frank, I think someone like Michael Pittman Jr., I think he could have reeled that in. He also made a successful challenge off that Najee Harris fumble, which led to a Mo Alie-Cox touchdown on the first play after we recovered it. Throw to score, run to win. That is exactly what we did to this game. Hats off to Gardner Minshew. This man played, I mean, impressive game from him. One of his best performances year to date. Look, he had a 64.3% completion rate. Only had to throw it 28 times. 215 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. 0 turnovers. That's a key stat right there. No turnovers. We love to hear that here at the Colts Cast. I'm not sure about everybody else, but when Gardner Minshew has 0 turnovers, I mean, we have a great game, and it's evident by the score. Sure, I wish he didn't slide so early, but I'm not being nitpicky at this point. if everyone knows what I'm talking about, he slid a little too early for where he was unsuccessful on that first down. But this is the Minshew we need week in and week out. This is the backup we signed, this high-end backup. And boy, he was throwing dimes all day. He was throwing them all day. Made this offense move the chains. Again, I'm not going to get nitpicky about Gardner Minshew today. He was impressive. Look, 3 touchdowns to 0 turnovers. That is all I asked for Gardner Minshew, and he did exactly that. So, again, great game from Gardner Minshew. Jonathan Taylor's still out. Zach Moss went down with an arm injury. But Trey Sermon and Tyler Goodson, they said, we got you, fam. Yeah, both of them guys were really efficient. Both of them. Look, Trey Sermon, 5.2 yards per carry. Tyler Goodson, 6.3 yards per carry. Did you think that was going to happen when Zach Moss went down? I didn't. They had great running lanes. I'm not going to lie. Our offensive line, they were creating them holes that our running backs needed. But boy, Goodson and Sermon, they took advantage of that. We had 14 straight runs from these guys in the second half. Run the damn ball. Took close to 10 minutes off the clock. I think y'all remember that drive. We just ran it and ran it because it was working. You got to fix something that's not broke. Come on. This is the Colts football team that I love to see. Look, please remember, everyone, like that video right now. Right now, if you're still tuned in. We still got a whole lot to talk about. It's just me today. Jamal's on vacation. I don't even know if he's watching the Colts game. He might be a little drunk somewhere. Look. Michael Pittman. When I saw that hit, took a vicious hit by DeMonte Kazi. Kazi, whatever his name is. It was actually incredible that he got up and walked off on his own power. When I saw him take that hit, I was like, man, this man, I mean, he's going to have to get carted off. Like, I felt sick to my stomach. But eventually he got up on his own power. Then he got ruled out with a concussion. Tough hit. They need to find that man. That's textbook hit that needs to stay away from the NFL. Now, I wish Gardner Minshew didn't place, you know, the ball like that. I mean, he overthrew it a little, but, you know, Pittman is a dog. He's going to go for it. And that's exactly what he did. He dove, and then that man put his helmet down. It was horrible. My man was completely defenseless, evil hit. And then, of course, he got ejected. Hopefully, he's back next week. You know, we need Pittman. Hopefully. Alec Pierce, weekly DPI right on cue. I love it. He always finds a way to get those, and those that moves the chains. I don't care how you do it. I mean, Alec Pierce, he had 5 targets today, only had 1 catch. Forgot to say Michael Pittman had 4 receptions for 78 yards before he went down. Very efficient. Very efficient. DJ Montgomery. Look, had a huge drop in the end zone. That is something you can do. Like, when it's your time to shine and you're about to get some play time, like that, like, you got a perfect dime thrown to you. You cannot drop the ball. I really thought he was the ops right there. Like, I was pretty frustrated about that. But then he redeemed himself on the next drive. Caught a couple balls. Minshew said, don't worry about it. Let's pick it right back up. One for a touchdown. So shout out to DJ Montgomery. 2 catches, 48 yards, and 1 touchdown. That's how you got to do it. I will say this offensive line, I thought, played fairly well, except for one part. I thought Blake Freeland had a pretty rough day. And, I mean, it's TJ Watt on the other side. What? I mean, he got demolished by him for like the majority of the night. It's not really a surprise to me. TJ Watt's got to be one of the toughest matchups in the NFL to go against. Baptism by fire. Blake Freeland's getting all of it, just like Bernard Raimann, you know, got last year. Got thrown to the wolves essentially, and look where he's at now. Raimann's really good. He's a pretty good left tackle for us, I'd say. Defense. People were getting mad about this defense early in the game. I was on Twitter, or X, whatever y'all call it nowadays. But you have to give it up to this defense. We didn't allow a single point after halftime. Shut them down. And really, they might have should have had 1 touchdown in the first half, because that block punt really that set us back. That block punt really did. But that pass rush that disappeared last week, it was alive this week. It was a lot. It was a lot. It wasn't jumping like, you know, the other weeks, but it was alive, you know. I think the Colts had about 4 sacks total. Love it. Love it. You can't always get 6 or 7, but 4 sacks. I like it. Everybody was getting some. Grover Stewart got a half sack. DeForest Buckner. I know he only has half a sack, 1 tackle for a loss, 4 tackles, but this man is a disruptor on that line. I thought he was the silent hero on this defense today. One of them, at least. One of the heroes. Didn't load up the box score, but from what I saw, he caused. He just wrecked them. Caused a lot of pressure. Dayo Odengbo. Just wow. I don't think he's the team leader in sacks. I think Ebukam still has that. But wow, I think he's up to 8 sacks now. Dayo, just wow. Love to see it. Love to see that this pass rush seems like it's getting back. It's got back on its regular footing. The Steelers, though, they shot themselves in the foot. I'm talking 8 penalties for 101 yards. That is, I mean, just looking at ours, we only had 2 penalties for 10 yards today. But just that comparison, they were just undisciplined. Just a lot of bad and goofball plays by them. And it started mounting up. I think this defense did a good job denying Mitch Trubisky and this Steelers offense, you know, his ability to throw downfield. Not saying he has the ability to throw downfield, but, I mean, we basically made sure that didn't happen. I think he completed maybe 1 pass over 20 yards. He definitely did, because the 1 pass he did complete, everyone remembers this, a 3rd-and-20 play in the third quarter. And so this is where one of the weaknesses of Gus Bradley's defense comes in. He never wants to blitz, and there's a time to blitz. And he says that all the time. There's a time to blitz. I blitz when needed. But, like, he never really blitzes. It doesn't happen. And 3rd-and-20, you got to consider blitzing sometimes, in my opinion. You know, the chances for the Steelers to convert right there, I thought, were slim to none. So let's make sure that Trubisky doesn't have time in the pocket for his receivers to get 20 yards downfield and get open. So let's send at least 5 or 6 men towards the pocket. That's what I thought, because you can't let that happen. If they would have scored on that drive, that would have been, that would have sucked. They would have got some momentum going. I was tormented by the fact that they converted a 3rd-and-20 there, but we got it done in the end, because you know why? 2 reasons. I'll go with the 1 interception that I believe happened that job. Julian Blackman picks off Trubisky late in the fourth. Threw it way too high. And of course, you know, Blackman was there to capitalize on that. Nick Cross. That was my preseason guy last year. I'm glad he's getting the PT this year. Absolutely just levitated over George Pickens for a great pick. That was a straight athletic play. Nick Cross he's just better than George Pickens. George Pickens is overrated. That's a fact. But look, that was great play by Nick Cross. The safeties made the plays today. I got the turnovers ready. Safeties made Mike Tomlin pull Mr. Trubisky before the final drive. So I'm happy about that, because I didn't really like Mike Tomlin at the very end of this game. He started calling timeouts. Like, you got 1:48 left. Like, you down 3 scores. Just stop. But then he threw in Mason Rudolph, which is, I'm sure, Steelers fans and their content creators are going to talk about, you know, why didn't they throw him in earlier? It's kind of weird. But I thought the defense played well today, held them to under 250 total yards, didn't let them get anything going in the air nor the ground. I mean, Jaylen Warren got off a you know, a few runs, but I thought overall this defense did what they were supposed to do. Really, the lagging unit today was the special teams. The block punt, you can't let that happen, man. Can't let that happen. And then Matt Gay, look. He missed a 56-yard field goal. That was like his third straight miss, I think, in the last couple games, until he made that chip shot in the third quarter. But it's still a 56-yarder. Those are not automatic kicks. No, people were mad. Look, 56-yard is 56 yards. But then he missed another to go up three scores in the fourth quarter, before he made the one after that. But yeah, he missed that one. Then I was like, not the great. I don't know what's gotten into Matt Gay recently, but it did make me start to think, you know, why do we pay a kicker that much money? But then I also remembered one of these games, I can't remember off the top of my head, but he single-handedly won us that game. And there was a couple games I think he hit some game winners as well. So, look, I'm going to give Matt Gay the benefit of the doubt to get out those kinks and to come back next week to kicks, 100%. Because he was doing that for a while. So, Matt Gay, don't worry about it. You'll be back next time. Really important thing is the Colts strengthen their position in this playoff hunt. And that we basically control our own destiny, and that's what we need. Now, we don't want a 2020, 2021 run back where we just fail in Jacksonville. But I think this year's different. Shane Steichen, he's got this team in that winning mindset. I'm really liking it, guys. I'm really liking it. So, again, hats off to this team today. Played a hell of a game. Ready to see what they can do next week. Again, let me know what you guys and gals think in the comments. It's just me today, so I want to see what everyone has on their mind. That's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We are live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. And we'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all take care. Take care.